Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
When you're driving to work, there's nothing worse than seeing a traffic sign that shows delays ahead. But if you're like firefighter Drew Schuster, there is one thing you look forward to seeing: the witty safety messages.
Well, I travel to and from Mequon and Germantown probably at least 5 or 6 times a week to Milwaukee. So I pass by these signs all the time.
Schuster describes them as dad jokes, and you might be familiar with some of them, like camp in the woods, not the left lane, or life is fragile, slow down. Sometimes they're tied to holidays or they reference pop culture. All of these messages come from the same place, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, and more specifically, its Traffic Management Center. The center is responsible for, well, managing traffic. And they do this using a lot of different tools, like roadway sensors, cameras on the highway, and these digital traffic boards, also known as dynamic message signs. The signs offer a lot of different information to drivers throughout Wisconsin, including travel times and weather advisories. They're also a prime spot to include these safety reminders. And over the past year, you may have noticed an influx in these snappy traffic messages. That's thanks to John Riemann. He's the man behind the screens writing and editing these messages.
I started saying, we could be doing more. We can certainly be getting more creative with them, doing them more often, and all of that. So now we're up to somewhere, I like to balance it around 20 to 22 days. I don't want it to be something where there's a message every day. But I also want it to be where, you know, we weren't running the same message for a week at a time or a month at a time.
It should be noted that this is just a small part of his job. As Riemann is quick to point out, he's a communications manager. He doesn't spend his whole day writing these messages. And he also doesn't actually come up with all of them by himself. He relies on a team of people from around the state that include folks from law enforcement, traffic engineers, and safety engineers, the same people who interact with the Traffic Management Center on a daily basis. There's a hodgepodge of emails and phone calls suggesting different messages for the monthly calendar. And coming up with them is both an art and a science.
It can be a challenge because we are dealing with a very finite number of characters. I always like to say it's worse than Twitter, you know, where you get the 240 characters. This is 3 lines of 18 characters. So you're pretty limited as to trying to get a, you know, a message out in a very succinct manner.
Wisconsin isn't the only state that's trying to zhuzh up its safety reminders, but it does stand out among the crowd, in part due to the volume of messages each month.
I did actually hear from a colleague in another state, and I won't call him out, but when we asked, oh, what's your frequency of change on it, the email that I got back was something to the effect of, well, we've had the same message up for about 6 months now.
Many states play on local cliches. Here that means things like make it to deer camp, drive sober. In other states like Louisiana, Riemann says they get a little bit more risque with phrases like slow the flock down. And you might be asking yourself, at what point are these messages less about safety and more about entertainment? In Louisiana, it seems their racy messages are having a real impact.
They did a study on some of the messages that they had on one of their causeway bridges, and they did actually notice a reduction in crashes that were happening because they were reminding people, to slow down and don't tailgate and all of that.
But let's get back to Schuster's core question about Riemann.
I wanted to know, is it, in fact, a dad that's writing these? Because who else can come up with that kind of humor?
The answer is yes. Riemann does happen to be a father, which adds to his dad joke credentials. But his son William is just 2 years old, and Riemann says he's really just approaching that first level of dad joke punnetry. Regardless of his dad credentials, Schuster says he's still impressed with Riemann's work. And whether or not you enjoy these messages, Riemann says that if it just makes you think about driving safely, it's all worth it. For Bubbler Talk, I'm Joy Powers.
Support for Bubbler Talk comes from Potawatomi Hotel and Casino, home to 24/7 entertainment, dining, and musical acts, plus Ember Salon and Spa, and Topgolf Swing Suite. More at paysbig.com. What have you always wanted to know about the Milwaukee area? Submit your question at wuwm.com/bubblertalk.